Ignatius Press presents Father Fessio in Five, the assorted wisdom, or in Latin, disjecta membra, of Ignatius Press's founder.
Welcome to my disjecta membra, my scattered thoughts. I return now to commenting on some of the little jewels that you find scattered through Paul's letter to the Colossians. And I want to go back to a passage I spoke about before, Colossians 1:24. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church. So we talked about that in some mysterious way, that Christ's suffering was not complete in the sense that he's head of the body and that we must join him in his suffering to complete the fullness of the suffering, which is required for the sacrifice he's making to give himself back to the Father. Okay, we talked about that. But there's something else. There's a corollary to that, seems to me. Just as we complete what is lacking in his sufferings, we also complete what is lacking in his joy, what is lacking in his glory. That is, the joy of Christ ahead, the glory of Christ ahead, will not be complete until all his members, ourselves with him, are united fully in the resurrection. But even now, just as our sufferings are meant to be in union with Christ's sufferings, so our joy is meant to be in union with Christ's joy. And in the morning offering, what do we offer God? Our prayers, our works, our joys, our sufferings. Offering them not as something which we do totally independently on our own, but as members of his body, uniting ourselves with his sufferings and with his joy. So yes, we make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ when we suffer. We also make up what is lacking in his joy when we rejoice.
Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already and give it a review. And for books, movies, and much more from Ignatius Press, go to ignatius.com. If you want to help support our mission, click the donate button. Music by Dominic Del Curto.